Okay, here we are. Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press. Here, just out of the Trump trial. Today, Monday, May 13th. It was Michael Cohen's day. Michael Cohen all day, only on direct, no cross-examination yet. He told his story in a notably disciplined way. He described being very excited going to work for the Trump Organization. He'd previously been, of course, in taxi medallions and personal injury law at some firm on 225 Broadway, he mentioned. Not far from here, actually. But he went to work for Mr. Trump. They stiffed his former firm. He owed $100,000. Trump said, "I'm not going to pay. Come and work for me." He did, and he never made sure the firm was paid. I'm sure the firm knew about that, but it's interesting. But so then Trump became the Cohen became the fixer. He was trying to drum up real estate in New Jersey for a golf course, he says. And then we get into the heart of the matter. He became aware at one point of a radar online, maybe the dirty. But then it came down to Karen McDougal. To me, it was interesting to know that in fact, Pecker, who later, I think on the stand, he complained that he didn't get paid $150,000. In fact, according to Cohen, Pecker said, "No need to pay." The magazine cover has turned out to be very lucrative with Karen McDougal on it. But then there was the Stormy Daniels matter, and he described in great detail, eventually taking out the HELOC. He said basically so his wife wouldn't ask him what the money was for, because if he took it out of his own account, she would ask, but the HELOC was paperless, according to him. And then, fatefully, a meeting in January 2017 with Weisselberg, at which it was agreed that he would get $420,000, that's grossed up, and then subject to Redfin, which he was very cagey about what that payment was for. And then he says they went into Trump's office, and he was asked, did Trump approve this? He said yes, and then Mr. Trump said it's going to be a wild ride in D.C. The yes was a little, it wasn't a direct quote. I don't know, I think both sides will focus on that. Now, tomorrow should be the cross-examination. And it's going to be Todd Blanche, and not Emil Beauvais, who tore into Keith Davidson, nor Susan Necklace, who tore into Stormy Daniels. Now, there were stories saying that Trump was dissatisfied with the lack of aggression of his attorneys. Well, the two aggressors are sitting on the sideline. We'll have to see what Todd Blanche's approach will be. Is there a different Todd Blanche? Or was this could they bring somebody in from the bullpen? I've never seen that. We're all over it. We're now heading back to SDNY, where we're intending to cover as best we can, amid all this, the Menendez trial. There was a jury selection today, and we should be able to be over there both Wednesday and Friday for Goldbar Menendez. But for now, it's Trump. To be continued, Inner City Press.